Carr takes the snap. He's back. He steps up. He fires. It's intercepted. Patrick Robinson. He's at the 50, the 45. That's what they needed.
Joining us for this week's tape studies, Eagles secondary coach Corey Allen. Coach, welcome to the show.
Good to see you.
A great job of the secondary bounce back this week against the Oakland Raiders. Guys all over the field making plays. Let's take a look at a big play early in the game here. Patrick Robinson with the first interception of the game.
Yeah, third and five started with obviously the down and distance first, and then we got two things happening. We got number three on the tight end on the ball. We got the back off set over here for protection reasons, and then this split right here was already ID'd by these two. So Pat obviously ends up playing just a little bit, nose outside eye, does a good job right here of staying square, which you guys hear me talk about all the time. Can't give ground on this situation. I mean, the ball's only got to go 5 yards. So if you end up retreating out of here and he ends up soft, easy completion. So he does a good job of holding his ground here. And then just a nice savvy move. This is a cool route for him. Three going underneath. And then the slot running, what we call just a little follow route. So Pat does a good job. It really starts with just those first two steps of the down, him staying square, patient, and then ends up sliding underneath and then gets a nice play there by him. Would love to see him get in the end zone here, but obviously good play for us all around there.
We watch here down in the red zone. Your young corners. Again, I love the way Short Memory came back this week, ready to compete. You got Jalen going up against Michael Crabtree out here, a savvy veteran. Loves to find different ways to get open, but I like the way Jalen was able to sort of keep his balance and fight through this.
I would start with the first thing you said right there was Short Memory. Obviously, this is shortly after he took a shot on that slant and obviously gave up a big play. But the kid's obviously grown every time he goes out onto the field, and this is one of their favorite plays. They get to this a couple different ways. This is obviously 3-by-1, and then this play is really designed for Tree to come up at the corner, and then we've watched this on tape all week. And then what happens is the corner ends up getting soft and he ends up backing into the end zone and then lets Crabtree run into the end zone, push off. And then this ball is designed to get thrown right on this pylon. I mean, that's where he wants to throw it. So push off at the top and then this ball gets right here. So what ends up happening right here, Jalen, almost like Pat right there, what we talk about is you got to protect the threshold right here. If you're playing corner out here, you cannot back up into the end zone until the wideout takes you in there. So Jalen really won this down at this spot right here. And then you're going to see, obviously, if you let it go, he gets to the top of the route. And then again, his goal right now for him and the quarterback for the timing of this throw, he needs to be about right here in the middle of the end zone, 5 yards deep, and then he can come out and then this ball's thrown on time right here to the pylon. So Jalen does a good job of staying stout. I mean, you can see the push off. We don't worry about that stuff though. We just got to play. And then Jalen right here, because he doesn't get pushed back, has a chance to stick his foot in the ground and come underneath. I mean, really, even if he caught that ball, it would have been a first down, but it wouldn't have been a touchdown right there. So super stout play there by Jalen, and obviously ended up making him kick a field goal, which was huge in the result of the game.
And we talk about playing good defense, having the D-line and the secondary being on the string. Get a great example here where you get great coverage on the back end, which allows for Chris Long to eventually get a sack and force a fumble.
Yeah, best coverage, a good pass rush here. Chris, great, obviously, get off here. And then I'll just start with the route. A little bit different than the first one we showed with Pat. So now I got a different alignment here. Obviously, this tight end is off, which for us means that they're going to try to seven-man protect by the quarterback more time. And then with that being said, then obviously these routes are now going to be down the field. This ends up being a big post, and then we call this just, I mean, this is just a nod seven. So he's going to try to get Pat to overrun this and then break this away from Pat's leverage. Rodney's actually got the tight end on this snap, so Rodney's going to come down. He knows the tight end's blocking. So we get a little bit of coverage right there from Rodney with Pat kind of in tandem. And then good job by Jalen on this extra route. He ends up underneath right there. Darb's on top. Good speed turn right there. Ends up with Corey in the middle of the field, so that route's taken care of. And then if you go to the end zone, then you'll actually see what happens here. He actually is looking for the slot right there at the top of this, just bending away from Pat. And then he's got to double clutch this. And then obviously the D-line getting after it. Chris Long doing what he always does. Good edge rush right here. It goes underneath and then ends up getting that ball off. So good team defense right there.
Huge turnover.
Yeah, big play. And then didn't even talk about that. Hell of a job by Malcolm right here, just staying alive on this and then getting him on the ground after that scoop.
Always a good defense when everybody is swarming to the ball. And then we get to play of the game here to sort of put us in position to win the game. Ron Darby with great anticipation on this route versus Amari Cooper.
Yeah, so normal 2-by-2 now with all those other ones were 3-by-1. So we're in a 2-by-2 snap here. And then one of their core routes is what we just call double slant over here. Lion, the back's away, and then they'll end up running three-step game over there, free release in the back if they can. They had run this route already twice in the game, basically the same route that Pat ended up knocking out earlier in the game. So they were ready for it. And then everything that we talked about and worked on technique-wise, we when you play press coverage. This is the picture of it right here. Goes a hard opposite move, trying to get Darby to open up his outside hip and then cross over and then run so that he ends up on top of the guy, and then he can just separate, and then they'll throw that ball right there. But as you can see, going slow motion right here, Darby never opens up. Takes a lead step, and then his left foot right there gets back in the ground. A lot of guys will swing this hip back open, and then all of a sudden they'll open up this gate, and then this thing just goes soft shoulder, and it's a catch. So I mean, that's everything that we talk about. And then great awareness by him, gets his eyes back inside and makes a play. Obviously, we end up going down and having a chance to give our offense there a chance to win the game.
Once again, good pressure up front by Vinny Curry, forcing that throw from Derek.
Didn't even talk about that. Sorry, Vinny. Yeah, I mean, violent inside move right here, which obviously speeds this throw up. He can't sit there and double clutch it. I mean, unbelievable rush right there by Vinny.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.